أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونسوا حظا مما ذكروا به ولا تزال تطلع على خائنة منهم إلا قليلا منهم. In the ayah that we are reading, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains that the pledge that Allah Ta'ala had taken with all people, including the Bani Israel. And with regard to the Bani Israel, Allah Ta'ala says they broke that pledge, they did not stick to it, they did not fulfill their side of the pledge. On account of which Allah Ta'ala had cursed them, and the curses were shown in the way that Allah Ta'ala had made their hearts hard. And when the heart is hard, then nothing good goes into that heart. And if that heart sees everything wrong and upside down, and of the effects of that heart, a hard heart was يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ وَاضِعِهِ, that they made tahrif in the kitab, they changed the kitab, the Torah. That is, they changed the words also, they changed the meanings also, and they changed the object of the kitab also. All the whichever way they could change it, they had changed it. Further, other effects of the curses of Allah Ta'ala upon them. وَنَسُوا حَظَّ مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ, اور بھول گئے نفع اٹھانا اس نصیحت سے جو ان کو کی گئی تھی. And they forgot to take benefit from that which they were reminded about. That is the Torah, like the Quran Sharif also, is filled with all nasihat and advice for a person. But a person, when his heart becomes hard, and Allah's curses, may Allah protect us all from that, then a person doesn't take benefit of the nasihat also, even of the kitab. People also make bayan, that also a person doesn't, he'll rather find fault in it, he won't take benefit from it. In the same way, from the Quran Sharif also, then a person doesn't take benefit, and there are so many advices, beautiful advices. The Quran Sharif is filled with advices from the beginning till the end. But then a person does not take advantage of it, he doesn't benefit from it. So this was their case also, that all the great advices that were in the Torah, they did not benefit from it. And one particular advice that was given in the Torah was that they should believe in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is, the Jews and the Christians who lived in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came in this world, they should believe in him. And the full description of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given also. But all of that, they took it out of the kitabs, out of the Torah, out of the Injil, and they did not believe in it. Further, another thing of that effect, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَزَالُ تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ, اور ہمیشہ تو مطلع ہوتا رہتا ہے ان کے کسی دغا پر. And it, you will see always continuously, you will see the clear signs, and you will see it clearly how these people are breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Continuously you will see new things will come out, and you will continuously see that how they break the laws of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ, مَگر تھوڑے لوگ ان میں سے, but just a few people from them. This is the beauty of the Quran Sharif also. It doesn't just give blanket announcements, blanket decision, but it makes it clear that there were definitely few people amongst the Jewish people who did bring Iman and who believed in it. Like Abdullah ibn Salam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the great big rabbis of the Jewish people. But he, when he saw the clear signs in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he brought Iman. And like him, there were others also. So there are few of them. But by and large, they changed the kitab, the Torah, they forgot the advices that were given to them. They did not believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In all this are lessons for us to learn, that from the Quran Sharif, we must not commit those gunas that hardens the heart, by which the curses of Allah fall on a person, and then he does not see right from wrong, and he does not follow the right, and he doesn't take advantage of the good. May Allah Ta'ala save us from such condition and bless us with his rahmat, and let us be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah.